Before we get to Galatians, as these finish up, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter number 1. Jeremiah chapter number 1. There's an organization in town called Compass Care. Their focus is helping organization, and they have tremendous results. And Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." We know that this is speaking of Jeremiah, but you know that God has a plan for each of our lives, even before we're born. Life begins, well, here, and tells us in the belly, had a plan. And there's a movement there has been in our country of taking a living child and terminating their life, never giving them a choice in that, yet it's called pro-choice. And I am 100% against it. Why? Because it's my political... No, because I believe God is in favor of life. And there's an organization that their mission, their goal is to help young ladies who sometimes come through their door broken and a mess, and help them any way they possibly can get to term, and either through adoption or their own personal care, take care of the children. In 2021, they have multiple places. There's one in Buffalo and one in Rochester. They saw 457 ladies that were coming in asking about terminating a pregnancy that did not. That means 457 lives were saved through this organization in 2021. Tremendous. The director said that if we fast forward 18 years from now, and they're all seniors, and they simply walk across the stage and have 30 seconds to simply state their name and what they're going to do, it would take over 3 hours to listen to all of them. That's how many people that is. Not only that, not only were 457 lives saved, between the two offices, 258 ladies put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Because every girl or every lady that comes through there is given the gospel also. They advertise in areas and ways. They have marketing campaigns. They have, and their main fundraiser is this walk. Many of you have participated in it. How have you done the Compass Care Walk? Tremendous. About 3,000 people come out, and it's not a protest. It's just a walk, and it's going to happen again this year on April 30th. Well, April 29th and 30th, we have a ladies' conference here. They did not call us to clear our schedule, surprisingly, nor did we call them to find out. We set this up about a year ago with Mrs. Pride, and so there is a schedule conflict. I've asked them to move the walk. They have not. So I explained to them we will probably not be able to participate with manpower. But I would ask you to please consider going to compasscarewalk.com and giving to that. Many of you give and walk. Well, this year we might not be able to walk, but I ask you to still give. By 2026, they'd like to have 5 places open in the state. They said if there was a capital for abortion in our country, it would be New York State. if there was a city, it would be New York City and the entire country. There are currently laws being written that no matter what the Supreme Court supposedly does, it will still be legal in New York State to abort a child. So they're looking to open up a place in Brooklyn by in the next 3 to 4 years, but that takes a lot of capital. Each year they set a goal and they exceed the financial goal. I'm just asking if you would please consider going to compasscarewalk.com. There's a place to give. You can search my name. You can search our church name and give under there. To see one lady through the process, it's $570. I didn't know what to put for a goal, but I thought, man, if our church could help a couple ladies throughout the year, that would be a blessing. Again, that's compasscarewalk.com. If you have any questions or concerns, or I don't understand how it works, I'm looking at my computer, can you walk me through it? I do my very best. So please consider that. I think it is a worthwhile organization that does very well at what we, as a church, just, we're not a clinic. But they have nurses on staff. You can watch some of the videos. They're interviewing some of the ladies from this year. And they told a story about this 18-year-old girl that came walking in, wanted to get rid of, and the pregnancy. She got pregnant, and her boyfriend and her talked it over. And they did a ultrasound, come to find out they were twins. And the day she was supposed to go, or she had an appointment with Planned Parenthood, she canceled that appointment and has committed to seeing those twins be born. Praise the Lord. And so that's what this organization does, and I am 100% in favor of an organization that saves children and shares the gospel with every single person that comes through. I've talked to them a lot of different opportunities. How can we get involved more? And after extensive talks, unless you're a registered nurse that would like to work there, the best way to do it is to just fundraise for them and allow them to do what they do. So that's what we're going to do, and however we can help. So if you're interested in helping out, check that out. Galatians chapter number 6 tonight. As many of you know, a few weeks ago, had my what I considered perfectly good working teeth yanked out of my head. That wasn't the problem. It was the week following, and that was no fun. But I guess my wisdom teeth had to be removed. It was a thing. Well, after you get your wisdom teeth out, you get scheduled to a week later to get the sutures out. Those are there's this like heavy duty rope twine that they sew up these giant gaping holes in your mouth. Say you're disgusting. Stop talking about. Okay. So I'm on my way back to the dentist. It was about a week ago, and how many of you have a favorite pair of pants? Anybody have a favorite outfit or something that you like to wear? I have a favorite pair of pants, and I would wear them regularly, and I liked them. I was hanging them up, and I hung them up, and I was standing in front of the window, and as I put them on the hanger, I could kind of see through them. And I thought, man, my favorite pair of pants are thinning out. They're starting to wear out. And I thought, you know, I'll probably get a couple more wears out of this. So I'm on my way to the dentist. There they are. I still look like Alvin. My face hurts. I have questions. And I get out of the car, and I'm going in, and something just doesn't feel right. Upon careful examination, I have realized that I have worn through my pants. Say, what'd you do? I went into the dentist. I don't know. They ought not to be anywhere near my pants. They should have been all up here.
I carefully made my way through Walmart, bought myself a pair of pants, and came back and worn out. You know, sometimes if we were to hang ourselves in front of that mirror or that window, sometimes there's times in our life where we're getting a little worn out. And instead of doing what we should do, like I should have done, was toss the pair of pants away lest there be a circumstance that was embarrassing. And unless you get yourself in trouble, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible warns us and says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Yes, physically, sometimes we get worn out physically. But not just physically, sometimes spiritually we get worn out too. And I was looking at that and I was thinking about that. I have the pants in my office as an illustration. Why didn't you bring them? As I had them in my hands coming out, I'm like, this is just a level too far of embarrassing. I'm not going to even show you these things. But I want you to think about you. And sometimes physically you get worn out. Spiritually you get worn out. Physically it's easy. It's easy to get worn out. Say, what do I have to do? Here's some ways to get worn out. Number one, the lack of rest. Physically. My children do not believe this, but 9 to 13-year-olds need 9 to 11 hours a night of sleep. Fourteen to 17-year-olds need 8 to 10. 18 to 64 years old, 7 to 9 hours of good sleep. Not just sleep, but good sleep. Pastor Seaman and I were traveling a little bit, and we were driving through, coming up 390, and he's like, oh, I remember, and we were hitting 531, and he goes, I remember working overnights and driving here and pulling into the driveway and falling asleep in the car. Or just getting to the top flight of stairs. I'm like, you're so close. Why wouldn't you just go to bed? And he's like, that's how tired I was. And I said, okay. Ever work off of lack of rest? So yeah, it's no fun. You're not sharp. You don't make good decisions. You don't respond properly. That's why we encourage our kids at school. Hey, make sure you get good rest. Why? Because if you're not well rested, you're not gonna test well. Your memory's gonna be impaired. Your focus is gonna be impaired. All of those things. If we physically lack rest, you know what's gonna happen? We're gonna get worn out. Sure, years ago, we took a trip and went to New York City and watched a baseball game. And the plan was we were gonna break up the return drive. We didn't spend the night. The game got out at about 11 o'clock at night, but we had four adults in the car, and the plan was we were each going to take a turn. Well, I got designated to be the first person to drive, and then everyone else fell asleep. And you could do that once in a while. But you make a habit of not getting good rest, and you're going to get worn out. I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. And Matthew chapter 11, not just physically, but how about spiritually? If every now and then you don't get some good rest, look at this, Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And look at what the Lord tells us he will give us. And I will give you rest. Why would the Lord impart upon us rest? Spiritual rest. He says, hey, give me all those burdens, give me all those cares, and in exchange, I will allow you to have, and what does the Prince of Peace offer? Peace. I'll give you rest. Hey, be careful, yes, physically, but even more detrimental, may I warn you against spiritually being worn out. Make sure you're getting spiritual rest. Hey, when you carry those burdens too long, or you're dealing with that, those cares of the life, and you're trying to manage that, and sleepless hours, if you will, spiritually, God says, you need some rest. Look with me to Psalm 37. Psalm 37 and verse 7. The Bible says, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He reminds us, hey, there ought to be some time that you just rest in me. What does that look like? That looks like getting rid of all the cares of this world and having some personal time. Say, that's right, I need a vacation. No, you need some daily time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Might have to set your alarm a little bit earlier. Might have to turn the TV off a little bit. Might have to wait even for a chore to roll over to the next day. But you need some time with just you and the Lord. Why? Because otherwise you're going to get worn out. Worn out spiritually. You deprive yourself of physical sleep, and you're not going to make good decisions. What do you think if you're not resting in the Lord? You think you're going to make good spiritual decisions? I got this, God. Hey, you're running on fumes, man. Don't make a decision. It's not going to be sharp. You're not going to respond quickly and correctly. Worn out for a lack of rest. You get worn out. The other day, my neighbor came over. He's a farmer, and he has an older house, and he wanted he's putting some concrete in his basement, but couldn't get a truck with the feeder down just where it is. So he came over to the house, and he says, "Hey, I'm getting some concrete delivered, and I was wondering if your boys would be interested in moving some bags of concrete." I said, "They would love it." I said, "They go into our basement and lift things up and put things down all the time. They would love to be a blessing to the neighbor." He's like, "I'd pay them." I said, "They don't want to be paid. They don't. They just want to lift heavy things." And he's like, "Great, I'll let you know when I get it." I said, just for fun, I said, "How big are the bags?" He said, 80-pound bags. The 80-pound bags of concrete. I said, "How many do you have?" He says, "We have 70 bags." I said, "Great." And they got to be brought down by hand. And the contractor was going to mix them all in the basement and then lay it out, but the guy needed it to get down there. So there it was, Sunday afternoon. Trailer with 70 bags of concrete and into the basement. 18-year-old and 16-year-old little young men had some heavy lifting to do that day. Next day, they were kind of, you know. Why? Because they did excessive exercise. You'll get worn out if you lift too much. Talking to Mr. Lauke, he goes to the Y every so often, and his helper there, he's like, "Hey, we're going to back off the weight a little bit, and we're going to do more reps," right? You could wear yourself out by doing excessive exercise, by lifting something too heavy. Go back to Matthew chapter 11. Spiritually, we can wear ourselves out by lifting something too heavy. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for unto your souls." Look at what he says in verse 30. "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Hey, when we yoke up with the Lord, you know what he does? He takes that heavy lifting, and he shares that, and all of a sudden it becomes lighter. Hey, you carry stuff, as we said before, if you're carrying heavy stuff for too long, you're going to get worn out. That was never God's intention. He wanted you to do amazing things, but through His power. He says, the best way to do that is to just yoke up with me. I'll actually take more of the weight than you expect. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Familiar verses in Philippians 4. Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ. The Bible says, which strengtheneth me. It's amazing what an individual, I am in no way insinuating that I think you should lighten up on the things of God. No, I think we should go full bore for the things of God until Jesus comes. But I think you should be careful how much you're carrying on your own, though. Make sure the yoke is hooked up. Make sure we're doing things in the strength of the Lord rather than our strength. A few weeks ago, we took our school kids to Rochester Museum and Science Center. And there you walk in, and on the first floor, they have some hand-on activity, and they have this bench that you can sit on with a pulley up above, and you can pull yourself up. And the more pulleys you have, oh, you're lifting the same amount of weight, but there's just some relief on that. Each pulley, I think it's half the amount of weight or a quarter of the weight, depending on how it's set up. You're accomplishing the same thing, just with a lot of help. And don't you want to yoke up with the Lord? Be careful that you not try and lift something without His help. Sometimes we get Amazon packages or packages delivered, and it has the sign on the side, heavy lifting, two people required. Why? Otherwise, you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to hurt yourself. And you know, spiritually speaking, we endeavor to do things for the Lord, and that's good. It's good to serve God. It's good to stretch our faith. It's good to step out of the boat, right? It's good to build the ark. It's good to see those things. It's good to be involved in the things of God. Just be careful that you're not the only one swinging the hammer. Be careful that you're not the only one doing it. Be careful that you're not unyoked from the Lord, but working in His strength. Thirdly, good ways to wear yourself out. Number one, lack of rest. Number two, heavy lifting. Number three, the lack of good nourishment. Good and healthy eating. We're at this conference at last couple days, and they had a lunch spread, and I was thinking, man, pizza, wings, what are we getting? Oh, it was like fresh greens, salad, and stuff, and there was like homemade soups, and man, it was good. It was really good. And you should eat things like that. That's better for you. It's better than McDonald's isn't good for you. I love it, but it's not good. It's not good. That if you have the app, you know how dangerous that is. Today they were giving away a free Big Mac if you spent $1. For $1.08, you get a large Coke and a Big Mac. Don't do it. And unbelievable. What time do they open? Physically, you'll wear yourself out if you don't eat right. You got to stay hydrated. Man, I didn't feel good. I would go, Mom, I don't feel good. The first thing she said, go get some water. I got a headache, though. Yeah, drink water. You're dehydrated. Everything was, every illness I ever had, I broke my toe. Go drink some water. Yeah, you know, every illness I've ever had, my mom thought it was due to dehydration. But it's good. It's healthy to stay well hydrated. It flushes the bacteria out of your body. It aids in digestion. It protects your organs and tissues. It carries nutrients and oxygen into your cells. I had to look some of that stuff up. Drink water. It's good for you. Eat healthy. Man, if you make a lifestyle out of Twinkies, Pop-Tarts, and pizza, you're going to get worn out. You're going to want to do things physically that you're incapable of doing. Your kids are going to ask to toss the ball around, and you're not going to be able to move. Just warning you. Spiritually speaking, John chapter 4. And we're almost done. John chapter 4. Don't get worn out spiritually. due to the lack of nourishment. John chapter 4 and verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, the Bible says. Here he's talking to the woman at the well, and he's offering what she deemed as physical water, what he was deeming as spiritual water. It was a relationship. It was a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, how's your nourishment in this area? Are you hydrated in the Word of God? John chapter 6 and verse 35 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. And I ask you, are you lacking the nourishment between your relationship with the Lord? Again, if you make a habit, we're coming up on summer soon. An occasional ice cream isn't wrong. Ice cream three times a day isn't right. But an occasional ice cream is not going to... Well, you better make a habit of good eating and healthy hydration. I'm going to ask you spiritually, are you well nourished in the things of God? How's your relationship with the Lord? Have you spiritually been fed today? Well, that's why I come to church midweek. I need it. There's more to your relationship than what happens when you come through these doors. There ought to be a personal communication with Him on a daily basis. So what happens if I don't? You're going to get worn out. If you don't get proper rest, you're going to get worn out. If you carry things that are too heavy for too long, you're going to get worn out. If you're not well nourished, you're going to get worn out. I just want to show you two more verses, Isaiah chapter 40. Bible says in verse 29, He giveth power to the faint. I don't know where you're at tonight. Say, I am hanging on by a thread. He giveth power to the faint. Isaiah 40:29. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Look at verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Look at verse 10 of the next chapter. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Say, I am worn out. If you held me up to the light, you'd see right through. Yea, I will help thee, he says. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hey, would you allow the Lord to be your strength? Would you allow the Lord to help you? Hey, for each of these, we saw a problem, but there was also a solution. Would you come to Him for rest? Will you yoke up with Him to help you carry those heavy weights? Would you allow Him to feed you from His Word and through a personal relationship with Him? That'll help you from getting worn out. Let's all stand. We're just a few weeks away from Resurrection Sunday. The Lord Jesus Christ had victory over the sin and death, defeated them. Tomb is empty, and He offers hope and life and peace to all that put their trust and faith in Him. That message is just as true as ever before. Maybe you begin to pray for someone to be saved. Invite someone to church on Resurrection. There's a couple times a year that people come to church that don't normally come, and Resurrection Sunday is one of those. On the way out, I think over here on the track rack over by Brother Primer, there's some of those ones that are kind of like the nativity thing. They're great for handing out now. This is the time of year. Grab some of those. Try and pass out a gospel tract this week. Invite someone to come to church. Why? Because we want more people? No, because hell is real and so is heaven. Let's not forget that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the help that you offered. Lord, I'm so encouraged to know that, Lord, sometimes when life just gets so weary, you offer help and strength. Lord, help us to not get worn out. Lord, we want to serve you to the fullest. We want to see you do amazing things around us, through us. God, help us not to get weary in well-doing. Lord, I pray that you'd watch over us now, protect us as we travel home, be with our young people and the lessons that they heard tonight. Thank you for the teachers. Thank you for the workers that we have in that. Lord, we sure do love you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.